अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेय राधे तन्मय मां चरणं। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्टली ओबेसियंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर परमाराध्य नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are discussing about Sanatana Shiksha, and in the end he finished Madhurena Samapaye with the love and affection of gopis. If anyone wants to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the Kunja Leela, they must be adopt the process of Sri Rupa Manjari in her guidance. Thus he finished Sanatana Shiksha. But Sanatana Goswami requested him, I want to hear more meanings of Atma Ramasch, this slok that you told to Sadhvam Bhattrajari. Mahaprabhu became happy and then he began to
explain.
And he explained in 61
types,
kinds, not touching before. new. Oh, then Sanatana Goswami fell on his feet. Oh, you are really Krishna. Without you, anyone cannot explain like this. Then, in the explanation of 61 kinds of explanations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an example of a hunter and Narada Goswami. And he told that, oh, there was a hunter. He used to kill, to hunt
animals.
So many deers and so many
rabbits,
bears, pigs, tigers and all animals. But he was so cruel, he did not want to kill them at once. They should do chatpat. Chatpat means?
Become very restless.
Half dead. Oh, rolling down here and there.
Dead.
One day, this Narada Goswami came and he saw that one bear is restless and dying but not dying. After that he saw some tiger, same. Again he went, he saw other animals. Then out of pity his heart melted. And then he left the main road and went to hunter and told. Oh, then he became very angry. Why you came here? My all
animals run away.
Fly away.
And so many deer, I wanted to hunt them and they fly away. They have run away. Why you came? And he wanted to
chastise
Narada, but he could not. His turn was stopped. Very strong. And then Narada told, I have a question. Why you kill
the animals, but not at once with life.
Killing half only.
Half killing dead. And their children. Oh, I have learned from my father that in this we feel very happy.
To see others suffer.
Then he told, oh, you know that in future all the animals are standing in row to take revenge. They will cut you and they will do like this. Oh, then he, out of fear, he fell on the feet of Rishi. Perhaps anywhere it is written that Narad Rishi showed him, and he became infant and saw that in a row, in a line, all animals to whom he has suited, all are standing in row. He will take birth and come. He will take and birth. In this way. Hearing this, he became faint. Then the Narad Rishi at once sprinkled water and come sense. And then he took the shelter of Narad Rishi. What should I do? Oh, at once you should go to your house. And what wealth or what money, what thing you have, oh, give it to Brahmins. And come with only one
cloth,
dhoti, nothing else. First you should broke your
bow.
Oh, then how I will maintain my life? Oh, don't care. I will send you so much plenty of food that you cannot eat. Then he went to his house and he donated everything what he possesses and came. And when he came, Narad Rishi, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will send you so much food. And then Narad Rishi went and told, oh, that very cruel hunter has become Vaishnava. You should give him something. And then from villages, oh, so many Vaishnava, they used to come to see him and with so much plenty of food that in 1 month he cannot eat so much. Then he told, only I want for one day, nothing else. He refused. After some time, Narad Rishi came with Parvat Mahara, Parvat Rishi. When this hunter saw his guru there with any rishi, oh, he became overwhelmed and wanted to do pranam and to run and to do abhinandan. But he saw that some ants are there moving. So by his cloth first,
gently, very gently,
and then did dandavat. Running, but not straight. Oh, where ants, not giving. Then Narad Rishi told, oh, he was a very cruel hunter, but by the mercy of Krishna he has been so kind that even he don't want to kill any animal, in even an ant. Then Parvat Rishi told, you are Bancha Kalpataru, or you are Kalpataru, who will come inside you, any touch, oh, he will be like so. So the story tells that we should not be cruel to any M. Don't kill anyone, not even ant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said, he is telling this. So we should be like that. Give reaction to other. Don't criticize anyone, even a bad person. Otherwise this bad quality will come into you. Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. And yes,
Parasvabhava
karmani nandi det na prasansi. Even don't criticize, even don't
praise.
Because these qualities will come in. So be careful. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Sanatana Goswami. And he went further. In the meantime, Prakashananda Saraswati. He was the guru of 60,000 Mayavadis, very high class of. And he was guru, Prakashananda. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu went in their council and sat in a very low position where
they washed their feet.
They washed their feet. Then himself, Prakashananda came and took his arms. Oh, you are in our line. You are disciple of Kesava Bharati. So, you should come with me. Oh, I am very low
class.
Anyhow. Oh, I think that why you are not
studying, not
practicing Vedanta? Why you are dancing and singing all these things?
Not good for sannyasi.
Oh, you are being a sannyasi. You should not do. I will take you to. I will give you Vedanta Sutra meaning and everything, and you will be in our line. Give up all these things. Then what he told? He told that, oh Prabhu, my Gurudev gave me a mantra. That is, he told that you should not be like that. No need of reading Vedanta and all these things. Only you should chant this mantra. And he gave a Gopal mantra.
Oh,
after some time, I became mad by chanting this name, mantra. Then I don't know who is dancing, who is he, who are. And then this mantra make me dances, singing and overwhelming. So my Gurudev has told. Then he told some Mayabad question. Brahma is selfless, nirgun, Mahaprabhu. All mildly he cut out all his arguments. And he then became
speechless.
He could not speak. His associates, they told that, now we are standing that Shankaracharya has done this wrong theory. Only we are following only for Sampradaya Anurodha.
For the
sake of.
For the request of Sampradaya.
But now we are seeing that you are right. And then his guru also came and apologized, and they become all Vaishnava. Like you, they become. And then Mahaprabhu left Kashi and told Sanatan, oh, you should write some Vaishnava Sadachar. And then in Vrindavan, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan are hidden. You should try to, one of them, you should discover. And one thing more.
Lupta Tirtha Uddhar, Sivigra Seva,
and Sivigra Seva, and Vaishnava Smriti. Then Sanatan Goswami told, I don't know what are they. Then from Guru Karan, accepting Guru, serving and from. Oh, he told everything. How to serve Vigra, how to establish Vigra, how Diksha, how all these things, top to bottom, what he has written in
Hari
Bhakti Vilas. And then, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left there and went to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, he went to Jagannath Puri and there he met. So, in brief, this is Sanatana Siksha. Now, before this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan, and the way when he came to
Prayag,
Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, three rivers.
আগে তো রূপ গোস্বামী শিক্ষা দিয়েছিলেন
that is until before sanatan shiksha and he was there 10 days and in varanasi he was 2 months and in here 10 days and he trained Srila Rupa Goswami not only trained he kept his hand on his head that what I am telling all should come in your heart Bhakti rasa is endless,
unlimited.
But I am giving only one drop of bhakti rasa to you,
for taste.
And then you should explain how I am telling you, and when you will write, I will inspire you. Saying this, he began to tell Srila Rupa Goswami what. সংসার ভ্রমিত কোন ভাগ্যবান জি First you should tell what Kavi Karnapur has written for Srila Rupa Goswami. You don't remember? Priya Sarupe.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य अज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च प्रतीचारं भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा महर्षं ददाति शुभदान्तिकम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So we've been so fortunate to hear the subject matter of Sri Sanatan Siksha where the intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad received all instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was also empowered to write Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas and commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam and so many other important granthas and shastras like Brihat Bhagavatam Vitam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also met with his dear most intimate associate who was the brother of Srila Sanatan Goswami, that is Srila Rupa Goswami. We heard from Srila Gurudev the other day about the lives of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and how they extricated themselves from the service of the Muslim magistrate Nawab Hussein Shah and how they came and surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how Sanatan Goswami was jailed and later escaped and came to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. But prior to Mahaprabhu's meeting Srila Sanatan Goswami, we backtrack a little bit chronologically and we come to Prayag. And there, Srila Rupa Goswami finally came there to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after also leaving the service of this Muslim magistrate. And when he came there to Prayag, he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in very, very humble manner. And he fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also being visited by Balabhatta Acharya, who later became known as Balabha Acharya, who was actually a very learned personality and very elevated Brahmin, very highly placed in spiritual and Varnashram society. But when Srila Rupa Goswami Pad came there, in the presence of Mahaprabhu and Balabhacharya, Srila Rupa Goswami stayed at a distance, and he demonstrated the humility of a pure Vaishnava, feeling himself very low and very fallen because of his previous association with a Muslim magistrate. So actually, even though Rupa Goswami was an exalted personality, but he took this role of deep, deep humility and actually felt that way. And Balabhacharya, seeing Rupa Goswami going at a distance when Balabhacharya was approaching him, he said, "No, I don't want that you will touch me. You will become contaminated by touching me." And then Balabhacharya actually understood that Rupa Goswami truly was an advanced soul. And Balabhacharya also described that if a person who is very highly positioned as a Brahmin in Varnashram society, if that person is not a Vaishnava, even though he may be learned in all the Vedic Shastras, he may have memorized so many shlokas, but if he is not a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Supreme Lord, but if a dog eater who is born in the family of very low-grade persons in human society, even those who eat dogs, but he becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, he is far superior to that Brahmin. So in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami demonstrated the pure qualities of a true, humble Vaishnava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many pastimes that took place there in Prayag. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day came to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 10 days there. So, Srila Rupa Goswami is actually an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. And he is dear most associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Priya Swarupe Jayata Swarupe Prema Swarupe Sahajavi Rupe Vijan Rupe Prabhureka Rupe Tatana Rupe Kavila Swarupe. So, this shloka composed by Srila Kavi Karnapur, also a dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is describing that Srila Rupa Goswami was dear most associate, Priya Swarupe, Dayata Swarupe. He was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he became the most intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, who was empowered by him to preach the science of Bhakti Rasa Tattva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu infused into the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami all the necessary transcendental bhavs and emotions and all knowledge by which he would be able to write the topmost rasa granthas. So much so that amongst even the six Goswamis, even though Srila Rupa Goswami was the brother of Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami was also spiritual master of Rupa Goswami, but Rupa Goswami, he is considered the personality in whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invested all of his potency to distribute what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come within this world to distribute. Just like the pranam mantra that we find in Srila Narottam Das Thakur's great book, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, there he's glorifying Srila Rupa Goswami and he's saying, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Here he's saying that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his inner heart's desire that he came into this world to give to the Jiva souls, actually this inner heart's desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilled by Rupa Goswami, Stapitam Jena Bhutale. He established within this world the transcendental mission by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire would be fulfilled. And that mission was done through his literatures that he wrote, Sri Bhakti Rasam Rita Sindhu, Sri Ujjvala Neelamani, Sri Vidakta Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and so many other Rasa Granthas. So the topmost literatures in all the Vaishnava Padavalis, they were composed by Srila Rupa Goswami, and therefore he is glorified by Narottam Das Thakur in this way. He's saying, Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam. Oh, when will Srila Rupa Goswami be merciful to me? And when will he give me the shade of his lotus feet? So our acharyas have all prayed, like Narottam Das Thakur praying to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, that song, which is considered to be the highest song in our disciplic succession, which was sung by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj for Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at his passing, and which was also sung by our Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, for our spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in his final days. So that song encompasses the final goal and aspiration of all of our Rupanuga Acharyas, that one day we can become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, taking that dust upon our heads and worshipping that eternally. So this divine associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu came down in this world to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami also, he was able to understand the deep moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while no one else could do so. In Ratha Yatra festival, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing ecstatically, and from his lotus mouth, he was praying one verse. Yakumaram Hara. He was saying this shloka, and no one else could understand except for Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was there. So Srila Rupa Goswami heard Mahaprabhu reciting this shloka, and then Rupa Goswami composed his own shloka, which was actually explaining the inner meaning of that verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later one day came there to the hut of Srila Rupa Goswami, and he found, which was in the same place where Haridas Thakur used to do his bhajan, near the Jagannath Mandir. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and he saw that the palm leaf upon which Rupa Goswami had written his corollary verse explaining Mahaprabhu's verse was stuck in the rooftop, in the thatched roof. He pulled it down and he saw it. And some short time later, Srila Rupa Goswami came there, and Mahaprabhu greeted him very lovingly and affectionately, and he slapped his cheek in a sign of affection, like, how could you understand my inner moods? How could you penetrate into my heart and understand? So all this was possible because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had empowered Srila Rupa Goswami to understand his manobhishtam and his inner heart's desire. So in this pastime of Sri Rupa Siksha, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now going to instruct Srila Rupa Goswami, he now begins by describing to him that in this material world, there are innumerable...
Oh, you should tell first, if anyone coming from Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu used to ask him, how Rupa and Goswami are, how they are doing bhajan.
Yes. So Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they stayed in Vrindavan, as Srila Gurudev explained, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, they lived in a very transcendental way. So very often, some personalities would travel from Bengal, and they would go to Vrindavan and they would see Srila Rupa Goswami, or they would go from Puri to Vrindavan and they would meet with the Goswamis. Then when they would return back, then the different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would inquire, they would want to hear news. Oh, how is Rupa Goswami? How is Srila Sanatana Goswami? How are they living there in Vrindavan. And then that person would describe to them, oh, these two personalities, they are so transcendental. They are so deeply absorbed in doing bhajan, braj bhajan in Vrindavan. They don't live any one place. Every night they stay somewhere underneath another tree in Vrindavan, constantly wandering throughout the land of Braj Mandala. And there, they are doing their bhajan in separation mood from Shishi Radha and Krishna. Sometimes they're in Vamshivat, sometimes they're in Keshigat, sometimes they're in Govardhan, sometimes they're on the bank of Radha Kund or Shama Kund, sometimes they're in Kamyavan. And in this way they wander here and there, completely absorbed in separation mood, crying out, Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalkapada Patale, Kalindi Vane Kutaha, Go Sandhaviti Sarvato Brajapure, Hey Dair Mahavivalo, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguna Go. They're crying out for Radha and Krishna. Where are you, O Radha and Krishna? Where are you? Wandering here and there. And asking, are you on the banks of the Jamuna River? Or are you at Giriraj Govardhan? Are you on the banks of Radha Kunda? Completely agitated by transcendental love for Radha and Krishna, absorbed 24 hours daily. They practically forgot completely to even eat. And even sleeping, sometimes they were chanting and worshipping the Lord 24 hours.
What eating?
Even they would go sometimes with a little bit of begging madhukari from door to door to householders. Sometimes they would be given just some dry chapati, some flat bread. And then sometimes some dry chickpeas, or they would take a little bit of what is called chaj.
কখনো শুকনো চা বানা চাবা
রুটি চানা চিবায় ভোগ পরিহরি
হোয়াট মিনিং
বিপ্রগীয় স্থূল ভিক্ষা কাহা মাধু করি শুষ্ক রুটি চানা চিবায় ভোগ
হোয়াট মিনিং চানা
চিপিস
ও ড্রাই
ইয়েস
এন্ড সামটাইমস নাথিং
এন্ড সামটাইমস নাথিং
হোল নাইট হোয়াট ডুইং
কবি চানা কবি মান
হোল নাইট হোয়াট ডুইং
হোল নাইট ক্রাইং আউট ইন সেপারেশন ডুইং ভজন
সংখ্যা পূর্বক নাম গান নতবি
সংখ্যা পূর্বক নাম গান নতবি খলাব সানি কৃতো নিদ্রহার বিহার কারি বিজিতো চাত্যম তদিনো চয়ো Radha Krishna, Punase Madhuri Manandena Sammohito, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguya Go Sri Jiva Gopalako, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. They were counting on their japamala and chanting 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, sometimes completely absorbed 24 hours daily, doing dandavat pranams, nitrahar vihar kadi vijito. They completely conquered over even eating and sleeping. They had practically no dependency upon their external physical necessities at all. But in this way, Radha Krishna Gunashmiter Madhuriman Andena Sammohito, they were completely enchanted 24 hours daily, overwhelmed in the moods of remembering Radha and Krishna and their divine sweet pastimes in Braj Mandala, searching everywhere for them. In this way, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go Sri Jiva Gopala Go. Rupa and Sanatan and the six Goswamis, they would live like this in Vrindavan, demonstrating for all to see what was the highest standard of worship in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and exhibiting this highest transcendental ecstasy in love, moods of separation from Radha and Krishna. So like this, the associates that would return after seeing Rupa and Sanatan, they would explain to those who were interested to hear about them, oh yes, Rupa and Sanatan, they're living like this, under the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, they are directly associating, even though Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri, they are directly associating with him by his order that they should stay there in Braj and do this bhajan. Now they have become absorbed in the ecstasy of the highest, highest prem. So like this, these associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu have demonstrated to the whole world, to the whole Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, that this is how one day we will have to follow this path of the Goswamis. And as Rupa Goswami has written in his Upadeshamrita, and he has given the essence of all advice and the essence of all teachings, that one will have to live in Braja, Tishtan Braje, Tad Anuragi Jananugami, under the guidance of the transcendental Rupanuga Vaishnavas, who are following the moods of the eternal associates of Braja Vrindavan, and they will have to perform the practice of Nam Bhajan, Tam Nama Rupa Charitadi Su Kirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya. They will have to utilize all of their time in constantly chanting, hearing, and remembering the names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and entourage and associates of Radha and Krishna in Braja Vrindavan. And in this way, Kalam Nayed Akilam, they will have to utilize fully their time, 24 hours. Iti Upadesha Saram. Rupa Goswami is telling that of all instructions that have been given throughout all the Shastras, this is the Sar. This is the essence of all advice. So Rupa Goswami encapsulated all of these teachings in Upadeshamrita. He heard them directly from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wrote these shlokas for all practicing sadhakas, so that they may be able to attain perfection in this pathway of Brajbhakti, and one day attain what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to bring. And it was Srila Rupa Goswami who also pointed this out for all to understand, that the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world and what he actually came to give. He wrote one shloka which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally heard in the assembly of the Vaishnavas in Jagannath Puri. Anarpi chacharim chirat kurunaya vatir nakkalo samarpaitum unadhojvala rasam sobhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dhyuti katamba sandipita sadahridaya khandare spuratuva sachinandanaha. Here Srila Rupa Goswami explained that this transcendental great wealth and gift, anarpita chirin chirat, it has not been given for a very, very long time in this world. What does that mean? Since the previous kalpa, the day of Lord Brahma, this has not been given. Samarpaitum karunayava tirna kalo, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared out of his causeless mercy in this age of Kali, avatirna kalo samarpaitum, to give unnata ujvala ras swabhakti shriyam. He has come to give the transcendental taste of the divine unnata ujvala ras of Srimati Radharani, which cannot be given to a jiva soul, because constitutionally the jivas are not equipped to be able to understand, to enter into these very high ecstasies that are coming from the Swarup Shakti potency of Sri Krishna himself. But Srila Rupa Goswami said, the unnata ujvala rasa swa bhakti shriyam, meaning the shriyam means the beauty of that unnata ujvala rasa. And what is that shriyam? What is that beauty? It is the moods of the maid servants, the palayadasis of Srimati Radhika. How they serve Srimati Radhika, as Sri Rupa Manjari, and the leader of all the Manjaris, are serving her and Radha and Krishna, more inclined towards Srimati Radhika. Just like the beauty of a vine is the flowers, the leaves, and the little buds, the Manjaris. When the wind blows on that vine, and then it dances in the wind. In the same way, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika, the Shriyam of that, is this position of service to Srimati Radhika in the form of Manjari Bhav. So this very, very intimate, esoteric, great gift has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali. He has appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi and given that which has never been given before. This was revealed by Srila Rupa Goswami directly in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all of the associates, Ramananda Roy, Surup Damodar, they all very greatly glorified Srila Rupa Goswami. Oh yes, you have understood completely. So beautifully you have written like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is always in the mood of Sri Radha, not in the mood of Krishna, and he's always trying to hide, always in a concealed way, trying to hide that actually he is Krishna himself. So he said, yes, you have written such beautiful description, but the final line where you described, oh, the son of Mother Sachi, he said, oh, you have put some sand into the sweet rice. Yes. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu...
It is like a poison in a pot.
Pot of, yeah, poison in a pot of milk. Yes. So, like this, Rupa Goswami is glorified as practically the very personality who has fulfilled the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by revealing to the world all these great glories.
Thank you. Very good.
Opening batsman, 100 not out.
Though Sarup Damodar Goswami was Lalita, bosom friend of Radhika, controlling even Radhika, and Ramananda Vishakha. But why we were called Rupanuga, not Sarupanu? Yes, it had been Swarupa Rupa, Rupanu.
Rupa Sarupa Pada.
Pada. Because Swarupa Goswami also sprinkled his mercy to
Raghunath.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested
all his associates.
Oh, you should inspire that he can establish my
inner mood.
First, Swarupa Damodar, he was abhinna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
None different.
He knows everything for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is owner most all things. But in the line of Swarupa Damodar, Swarupa Damodar has not written any book. He has written some kartika.
Notebook.
That he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami gave to
Kaviraj Goswami.
And according to his kartika book,
Chaitanya
Charitamrita has been written. That is why it has become so
nice
and sweet and praman, more than Bhagavat. So, also Swarupa Damodar, Raramanga, glorifying this. We are all Rupanuga. All Raganuga are not Rupanuga, but all are Raganuga. Raghunath Das Goswami has also glorified him. Sri Rup Manjari Padachita Pada Padma Goshtendra Nandana Bhujarpita Mastikaya Hamodatah Kanak Gaur Padar Vinda Sambahanani Sanakais Tabaking Kaise. What meaning? What meaning?
Sirupaman.
We are describing about Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? You should understand and follow this Rupanuga process.
Khali shlok na Rupanuga vyakha karbo.
Are wahi
khali shlok ta?
Shlok ta. Aar kuch na.
So Srila Das Goswami, who famous in this world, that Rupanuga means best Rupanuga Vaishnav. Although the Rupa Goswami Pad had direct disciple, the Jiva Goswami Pad, he is Rupanuga also. But in our Sampradaya, we prefer Raghunath Das Goswami as a Rupanuga Pad. He glorified Rupa Goswami Pad and Rupa Manjari. Sri Rupa Karar Chita Pada Padma Goshtendra Nandana Bhujar Pita Mastakaya Ha Mudata Kanaka Gauri Padar Vinda Sam Bahana Nisana Koyita Vakinkarisse. Divine couple, They did so many pastimes in Nikunja with Bond. And after that, Radhika became tired. And she kept her head on the lap of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna caressing her hairs. Seeing this pastime, and Rupa Manjari is massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Das Goswami, as a Roti Manjari, is looking towards Rupa Manjari's greedy eyes. What? Sri Rupa Manjari karar chita paada padma. Sri Rupa Manjari, what she is doing? Karar chita, by his lotus hand, is doing archan, means massaging. Whose feet? Radhika's lotus feet, not Krishna's. Karar chita paada padma. And what Radhika is doing? Goshanda nandana bhujar pita mastakaya. Keeping her head on the son of Goshtendra. Who is Goshtendra? Goshtendra is Goshta plus Indra Goshtendra, who lives in Goshta, means Braj, and king of Braj means Nanda Baba. And his son means Sri Krishna. She keeping her head on the lap of Sri Krishna. And Rati Manjari is thinking, oh, when the day will come for me, when the time will come for me, then I can massage the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. The remnant of Rupa Manjari. So, Goshtendra Nandana Bhujar Pita Mastakaya. So, seeing Das Rati Manjari's greedy eyes, Rupa Manjari understood this fact and she told, oh Rati Manjari, you come here and you can serve Radhika's lotus feet. I have to do render another service. By this way, she gave her remnant service to Das Goswami. And Das Goswami means Rati Manjari now massaging very slowly and softly the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Yes. So here, getting this service, she is praying to Rupa Manjari, or Rupa Manjari, only by your causeless mercy I can have this service, there is no other way. So she's telling, Sri Rupa Manjari kara chita paada padma, Goshtendra bhujar pita mastakaya, apadata panaka gauri padara binda, sanghaarana sanaka itava kinkarise. Who is doing? With the sadhak who want to be Rupananda Vaishnava, they have to also this type of prayer and greed if you want to enter in just realm, being Rupananda Vaishnava, want to serve divine couple living towards Radhika under guidance of Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Damodar Maharaj. Oh. Mahaprabhu was 10 days there and giving instruction about bhakti ras. Eimat dasa din. What is it?
Half century or century?
Guruve Gora Chandra Radhikaya Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadavata Namo Namah. So Brindavaneyam Rasakelivatam Kalena Luptam Nijashakti Vutra Sanchaja Rupam Gitanopuno Sya Vidopragiva Evita Loka Shishnam. Just like in the beginning of first of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev and Shivandi Sannyasis, Vaishnavis. So, Sri Kaviraj Goswami has written, just like in the beginning of creation, Bhagavan Srinarayan empowered the heart of Brahmaji with all type of Vedic Tattvasi Danta. Then, in the same way, Vrindavaniyam Rasakelivatam. The pastimes that had previously been performed by Radha and Krishna had been covered by the influence of time, especially the degraded age of Sri Kali Yuga. Then the same way that Narayan empowered the heart of Brahmaji, in the same way Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely empowered the heart of Rupa Goswami with the confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna that had been lost with time. Devasi Gauranga Mahaprabhu, before going to Vrindavan, he stayed there for 10 days. At Dasamedya Ghat, there in Prayag. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing pastimes. Daily he would go for the darshan of the Ishtadev of Prayag called Bindu Madhav. There hundreds of thousands of devotees. They would see Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing, Harinam Sankirtan. So that time, Sri Rupa and his younger brother, Anupama, they met with the Lord there. That time Mahaprabhu was also with Sri Vallabhacharya. So when he saw Rupa and Sanatan, he went there. They said, then Mahaprabhu said, don't embrace them. They have almost become like Muslims. Don't touch them. But Sri Vallabhacharya, as we heard, he is a high-class Vaishnava. I think he was Sukadev Goswami, and he came as Sri Vallabhacharya. So, Vallabhacharya, he saw Rupa and Anupam were constantly chanting the holy name. Therefore, he could understand these are top-level Vaishnavas. Therefore, Vallabhacharya quoted so many verses that pleased Mahaprabhu so much when he saw his nishtha in Vaishnavism. Viprat visad gunan yukta aravinda nara padara vindra mukta sapacha padishtam manetar apitam manuvach hita ata praman punati sakulam
sabhurijam.
Even one may be born in a family of brahmanas and have all transcendental qualities, but if he is not a devotee of Bhagavan, he is not dear to the Lord. But on the other hand, a devotee may be born in the family of dog eaters. But I consider, the Supreme Lord is speaking, I consider him superior because he has dedicated body, mind and words to my service. He can purify his whole dynasty, while a non-devotee Brahmin cannot even purify himself. In so many verses Sri Vallabhacharya quoted, Mahaprabhu was very happy seeing his nishtha in Vaishnavism. That time Sri Mahaprabhu also met with Raghupati Upadhyay. He quoted many verses describing the glories of the Brijavasis. Then Mahaprabhu became astonished. Mahaprabhu asked him four questions. What is the best form of the Lord? Shamameva Paramam Rupam. Which is the best place to live? Puri Madhupuri Varam. Which is the best age of Krishna? Balya, Pauganda, or Kishore? Balya Kasharika Dayam. And last, what is the best way to worship?
Kaisor is best.
Vaya Kashorika Dhyanam.
Adayeva Parurasa.
Adayeva Parurasa. And which is the best way to worship Krishna? Gopi Bhav, Adiras. When
Mahaprabhu
Adiras.
Adiras means?
Gopi Bhav. Shingaras.
Shingaras.
So when Mahaprabhu heard these four answers, he became ecstatic and made it into one verse. Shamameva Parama Rupam Puri Maru Puri Varam Dhyana Kashorika Dhyanam
Adayeva
Parorasa. And saying that verse again and again, Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy. When Vallabhacharya saw the friend of Mahaprabhu, he also became astonished. Oh my God, this cannot be any jiva. How he can have such mad ecstasies? Therefore, he took Mahaprabhu across to his house. He thought it's not safe for him here. But on the way, Mahaprabhu began dancing on the boat, which was filled with water. Then Mahaprabhu jumped in the Yamuna, thinking it to be the Yamuna, and Vallabhacharya, they brought him on. So many ecstasies Mahaprabhu manifested there. But then he met with Sri Rupan Anupam Goswamis. They also manifested the topmost humility. There, Sri Rupa Goswami Pad prayed, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. Then Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Rupa Goswami and Anupam Goswami for 10 days there at the Ghat at Prayag. So he said, the sweetness of Krishna is like an ocean, but I am just giving you one drop. Afterwards, Sri Rupa Goswami compiled Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. So nice book there by Sri Rupa Goswami.
Sindhu.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Parabar sunna bhakti dha sindhu tama chakhai detar kohi ek bindu.
So there he described, Sanatana Goswami, he gave all the process of Sambandha Gyan, especially. But Sri Rupa Goswami, he is the acharya of Abhideya Tattva. There is the process of bhakti. So from what my feeble memory can remember, there Mahaprabhu described first, the jiva is very, very tiny, 1/10,000th the size, the tip of a hair.
Larry, let him tell.
When I need your help, then I'll ask. So, he said the jiva is very tiny, like 1/10. If you take the tip of a hair, divide it to 100 pieces, and you take one of those pieces and divide it into 100 times again, that is some understanding of the size of the living entity. But because we are hearing he turned his face away from Krishna, he was caught by the ugly witch called Maya. Therefore, he's rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Jalajanava Lakshanam, Stavaram Lakshavimsate, Krimya Sankaridokyo, Paksinam, Dasa Lakshanam, Chinksa Lakshani, Pasava, Chatur Lakshani Manava. 6 million.
What is the meaning of Sankhyati Tohi Chitkana?
The living entities are unlimited and they are Chitkan, means a tiny conscious spiritual entity, but very, very small.
Why it has been told? Because Mayabadi self tell only one soul and only one Brahma, and we are also all Brahma. So no two, but here it tell. Oh, Sankhyatito, numberless.
The Mayabadi say we are Eko Jivabad, there's only one Jiva. But this is complete rubbish, because when I have a headache, you don't have a headache. When Mara Maharaj is liberated, I'm not liberated. Therefore, there's not just one Jiva. Therefore, Mahaprabhu described, hey, when he gets a PhD, why
not? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it will not be on earth. He will move in the sky.
But he only has one D, PhD, but Tridhani Maharaj has three.
Go on.
So, it's not, therefore there is not just one soul, there is not just Brahman. There's millions and millions of jivas. Actually, you think even how many jivas in a glass of water, especially Indian water, so many jivas. And those souls, they have come to this world and they're moving through the cycle of birth and death. Jalajanava Lakshanam. 900,000.
No Lakhani, no not Lakhan. No Lakhani.
No Lakhani. Jalajan, no Lakhani. 900,000 type of aquatic species. Stavanam Laksh Vimsati. 2 million type of stavanam means non-moving entities like trees, grass, creepers, mountains, etc. Krimyo Sankhya. That means krimyo means worm, insect, germ, bacteria. Pakshinam dasalakshanam. There's 1 million type of birds, beasts. 1,300,000 type of four-legged beasts, and Chatur Lakshani Manava, 400,000 type of living entities.
Human
beings. Therefore, the Jiva, he's moving up and down through these 8,400,000 species. Sri Jagadananda Pandit has also said, Kabu Deva, Kabu Daita, Kabu Dasa Prabhu. Sometimes he becomes a demigod, sometimes he becomes a demon. Kabu Duki, Kabu Suki, Kabu Dasa Prabhu. Sometimes he's a master, sometimes he's a slave. Like this. Sometimes he's Indra, sometimes he's a worm in stool. Kabu Deva, Kabu Daita, sometimes he's a demigod, sometimes he's a demon. In this way, this living entity is rotating constantly, constantly. But Brahmande, Brahmate, Kona, Bhagavan, Jeev.
No, Bhagavan. Also, human form, very few. Rare.
And amongst them?
Only 1-4 lakhs. Among them, Oshabar, Mlech, Pulind, Bodh also.
Australians.
Bodh. No blood. They are in shape man, human beings. But they are not more than animals.
There's another the millions and millions of living entities, very, very few have the human form of life. They were in 12th canto of Bhagavad, it says, even the demigods pray to Bhagavan Vishnu for a human form of life. That much it's rarely achieved. So Mahaprabhu described to Rupa Goswami, out of the human beings, there's two divisions, civilized and uncivilized. Uncivilized means the various barbarian tribes inhabiting different corners of the earth. And amongst them, very few are civilized human beings. Civilized means who accepts the injunction of the Veda. That even if one believes in God but doesn't accept Veda, he's still considered atheist, but pious atheist. They're out of the human beings, most are uncivilized, very few are called civilized, who follow the injunctions of the scriptures. They are called karmis. Actually, karmi is an exalted position. But out of those persons who say they follow some religious principle, then actually most only follow by mouth, isn't it? But they're not actually following by their daily, day-to-day life. So many people say, I'm a devotee, but not following the principles as given by Rupa and Sanatana, and what type of devotee they are. Then those who follow very strictly the principles of Karma Kan, religious principles, most of them are completely bewildered by the desire to enjoy materially. Very few of them will desire for liberation. That is mukti. And out of those many thousands who desire to be liberated, may only one will be liberated. But mukti nam api siddhanam narayana parayana kote sapu
mahadurlabha. So durlabha prasantatma koti swapi
maha.
Sudurlabha prasantatma
kote sapi mahamuni. Out of many millions of persons who wanted to be liberated, only very few are liberated. And out of thousands of such liberated persons, Sudulabha Prasannatma, to find one devotee of Lord Narayan, Sudulabha, very rare. Why? Because they're always happy. And Sri Guruji says, to find a pure devotee of Narayan, how difficult. But to find a devotee of Ram, even more rare. To find a devotee of Mathuras Krishna,
Koteshwapi, Koteshwap Narayan Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, oh, more
higher.
Then to find a devotee of Krishna in Dasiras, so rare in Vrindavan. In Sakiras, even more. In Batsalya, even more rare. To find in Gopi Bhav, extremely rare. And to find those who are one pointed to Radharani, you can imagine how rare they are. So Mahaprabhu gave this division of human society. Then after describing the rarity of the devotees of Krishna, Brahmande Brahmate Kona Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmanda Brahmati. Brahmanda means universe. Brahmati means wandering. Kona Bhagavana Jeev. A very fortunate soul. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, they receive the seed of devotion. Sri Guruji explains this really nicely. He said, why is it the mercy of both Bhagavan and Gurudev? Because Bhagavan, of course I'm using language, some fault will be there. When Bhagavan manifests the jiva from his tatastha shakti, each jiva has a fixed swarup, an eternal, perfect, loving relationship with Krishna, in whatever mood it may be. Therefore, without the mercy of Bhagavan, you cannot even have a swarup. You can't even exist. What to speak about? How you can get bhakti if you don't exist? Therefore, the mercy of Bhagavan, because he gave your swarup, he gave your existence. So without the mercy of Bhagavan, you cannot have anything. But without the mercy of Guru, you cannot manifest. Therefore, something is in the jiva, and something is in the mercy of Gurudev. An example is given. There's a special constellation called Swati Nakshatra. That rain has a great potency. When that rain falls on an oyster, then it produces a pearl. When it falls on a cow, it produces a yellow color called Garochana. When it falls on the head of an elephant, you can find an elephant pearl. When it falls on a banana plant, then it makes camphor. When it falls on a snake, then it produces a jewel. Therefore, if that water falls on a rock, it doesn't produce anything. There's some inherent potency in the oyster, in the cow, in the banana plant, in the snake.
And therefore there's
something there in the jiva that has come by the mercy of Bhagavan, and Gurudev's mercy is like the rainfall in the Swati Nakshatra constellation. Therefore, the mercy of Bhagavan and the mercy of Gurudev. One thing, whose mercy comes first? Without the mercy of Bhagavan, how you can get Gurudev? Therefore, really, if you think, the mercy of Bhagavan gives you Guru. By the mercy of Bhagavan, you get Guru, just like Dhruva. He was crying in the forest, where is Narayan? I want to meet him. Then Narayan could understand, now Dhruva is crying for me. Therefore, he inspired the heart of Narad Muni to come and give mercy to Sri Dhruva. Therefore, without the mercy of Bhagavan, no one can get Gurudev. But without the mercy of Gurudev, no one can get Bhagavan. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this complete conception by saying the mercy of Guru and the mercy of Bhagavan. We cannot be a follower of the chicken of, you know, Adha Murgi Naya, the logic of half a chicken.
Then Mali Haiya, go on. Don't delay.
Mali kore se bij kore aropan shavana kirtana jal kore sachan. Therefore, the spiritual master, he plants the seed of devotion. That means the desire to serve Krishna, Krishna seva basana. Tatat bhavadi madhudya srutina dhira pekshade. Na shastram shana yuktam chat bhav lob utpati lakshanam. What is the sign of greed? I mean, hearing of the sweetness of Krishna and the service those parikas perform to Krishna, one may develop a greed. I also want to serve like Madhya Soda. I also want to serve like Sri Rupa and Rati Manjaris. So that tendency, I must also do bhajan like that. That is the seed of rag shraddha. And the seed of, when the seed of sastya shraddha comes, when we hear the injunction of scripture, we think, if I don't do bhajan, I'm going to go where the fifth canto is described. Then he does bhajan that way. But anyhow, whether it's whether the shraddha is coming from Vaidhi Bhakti or that shraddha is when in mature stage in Raganuga, still both forms of shraddha come by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the devotee should be like a gardener who plants the seed in the heart. Malan kori se bij kori aropan shravana kirtana jal kori sechan. And that time he waters the seed of devotion by shravan kirtan, hearing and chanting. So we should not make a mistake of thinking that means my own hearing and chanting. Just like if you water a seed with salt water, no benefit. That water, that seed has to be watered by pure water. Our Hari Kirtan is not pure. Who is performing pure Hari Kirtan? Pure Gurudev, Shikshaguru and Dikshaguru. Therefore, even after the seed is planted, one must hear from high-class Vaishnavas. Swajati Asrayasnigra. Those devotees who are more advanced than us, those devotees who are affectionate to us, and those devotees who have the same mood that we are aspiring to. That we should hear from Gurudev and Vaishnavas. That Hari Kirtan is like pure water which nourishes the seed. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that seed has six leaves. First two leaves come in the stage of sadhan bhakti.
Oh, I have described this yesterday.
We heard all that yesterday. So, as the bhakti lata bij, the transcendental wish-fulfilling creeper of devotion, as it grows by the process of shravan kirtan, then it moves through the coverings of the universe. That means earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. That means if we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and we have some material desire, that means that our bhakti lata bij is still within this universe. Otherwise, where material desires are coming from? But by continuing the process of sadhan bhajan, then it pierces even past the coverings of the Brahmanda, the universe. It goes past the Brahma Jyoti, past the Viraj, past the Brahma Jyoti, past Lakshmipati, Narayan in Vaikuntha, past Ramchandra Bhagavan, and finally it reaches the feet of Sri Radha Krishna. Then it produces a very nice fruit, that is the fruit of Prema Bhakti. So it says that when the gardener eats the fruit, then he becomes very happy. Means when the guru sees the disciple tasting the fruit of Prema Bhakti, then he becomes satisfied. So many things are there.
Weeds.
Huh? Oh, so one must be careful. One must make a fence to protect the very tender Bhakti Lata Bij. Guruji one time said, like a small plant, its roots are not very deep. He cannot get water by himself. Therefore, he can dry up. Therefore, that is our stage. We don't have ruchi directly for the name or hearing kirtan. Therefore, we must keep very closely to the pure Vaishnavas who have taste, and they will protect the small plant. So that fence which protects the Bhakti Lata Bij from goats and other people.
Oh, aparadhati, elephant.
That fence is sadhu sangha. But no matter how carefully one cultivates the earth and waters the plant, yadi vaishnava aparad uti hati mata utpadye chinyaya sukhyaya pata, one must be very careful of the mad elephant called Vaishnava aparad, because he will stomp on the creeper and rip it out until it dries. One point I'd like to discuss, if I'm wrong. Bhakti is never lost. Aparad will not destroy bhakti. Aparad will cover bhakti. Because bhakti is transcendental. It can never be lost. Krishna says in Gita, in this path there is no loss or diminution. But by Vaishnava aparad, our bhakti becomes covered. Then when we suffer the result of that Vaishnava aparad for how severe it was, then that aparad becomes diminished, then again we can start our bhakti. Also, one must be very careful because with the creeper of pure devotion, there are many, many weeds.
He can come here.
There are many, many weeds. Or upasaka means side branches. That means the desire for love, puja, pratishta. Sometimes we know also
bring him
our usual life. If you're performing kirtan, then so much pratishta, wow, he's really far out, maybe he's an incarnation of Sukadeva Goswami or something. Then the devotee becomes proud, he becomes attached to wealth, becomes attached to name and fame, he begins to enjoy the property of Guru and Gauranga. He forgets, anything I'm getting is by the mercy of Gurudev, anything I'm speaking is by the mercy of Gurudev. They forget that, and what happens? Upasaka means deviations sprout.
Thank you.
Therefore, Gurudev will not cut those deviations. Gurudev will point out the deviations, and the disciple must remove them by their own effort.
Shekh Jalpaiya, what means?
Shekh Jalpaiya, upasaka badi jaye, stabdhaya mulsaka badi te na paye.
Bola.
No, again. Clarify.
Therefore, when the water of Shravan Kirtan and Bhakti is being taken by these upasakas, means like weeds and deviations in the form of desire for wealth, love, puja, pratishtha, wealth, fame, to become guru, this and that, then that will take away the strength. The water of and the main creeper will become stunted.
But you should be always careful. Because when you are chanting, remembering, doing all services to Krishna, but you have desire, I want a very beautiful wife, I want a very beautiful husband, I want to enjoy, and hearing her katha, and others he is also making hearing, but what is, there is no pure bhakti.
Karma
bija. That is karma kanda. And he will, by that bhakti, he will have praise. Oh, high class of position. Oh, very good wife. And so all these things. So these are bhakti badha. These are obstacles in bhakti. I have seen so many. Those who were serving as a brahmachari to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are brahmachari. I think in this
assembly
there are so many those who are brahmachari, pakka brahmachari. But what became? Fall down. Their bhakti became loose. They could not protect it. So we should always be very careful for this. If you want pure bhakti, don't desire anything, worldly thing, anna vilasita sunna. Oh, don't cover your bhakti by karma, gyan, yog, tapasya, astrology and other things. Be careful. Otherwise you will have very good position, you will be very wealthy. I know that how they became all brahmacharis at that time, now so wealthy, so good position. But bhakti where? It went. So we should be very careful. Then, if they will cut all these upshakha, and then mool shakha will go there, but be very careful from aparad, from praise, any worldly desire, only to serve Krishna, only to praise Krishna, then it will be bhakti. And then by having this tree, creeper, you can go
climb up to Golok Vrindavan.
Golok Vrindavan. And there, you will taste dasaras, sakharas, vatsalyaras, vatsalyaras, and even you can taste osringaras as gopis. This is the aim and object of our life. Thank you.
One question. This upasaka, who will cut? The guru will cut or disciple will cut?
He should cut.
Sadhak.
Malik. Mali, Mali.
God
in our sadhu. God
Guru will point out the fault.
But if he is not
expert,
then he will ask Gurudev how to cut. And then he will tell, oh, like this. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, this kind of bhakti will come only from Shuddha Bhakti. And from Shuddha Bhakti, prem like this come. And it will increase in sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and so many things. What is then Shuddha Bhakti? Oh, anna bhilasita sunyam, you. Anna bhilasita sunyam, gyan karmat janabhritam, anukullena krishna. Or let be drama. First, you have come to hear, you should hear.
Om Jnana Tirangasya Jnana Naslakya Chakshur Nyatandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described pure bhakti to Srila Rupa Goswami. He came to inspire him to understand the definition of pure bhakti, Uttama bhakti. Anya vilashita sunyam jnana kamatena vritam anukulyena krishnanam shiranam bhakti uttama. The continuous unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind and words, here continuous like a stream of honey from a jar. If you pour some water, it may splash here or there, but when honey comes from a jar, it's in a very thick flow without any break. So when all of the endeavors of the body, the mind and the words are and feelings by the very thick, unbroken stream. And this is exclusively meant for the benefit of Sri Krishna, under the guidance of pure Vaishnavas, under the guidance of Sri Guru. And when it is not covered in any way by karma, a fruitive mentality, that means reward-seeking activity, it is not covered by jnana, the desire to attain knowledge and thereby find liberation, emancipation, by yoga, the performance of austerities to attain mystic powers, by dry renunciation, and so many other things. Not covered by these things. And also completely devoid of even the slightest smell, the slightest trace of any other desire. Then that cultivation of activities and moods is called Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotion. So in this verse, the verse has two parts. The first part describes the tatastal action or the marginal characteristics of Uttama Bhakti. And the second line describes the swarupalakshana or the intrinsic characteristics of pure bhakti. What are the intrinsic characteristics of pure bhakti? Anukulyena krishna anu shilanam. Here the verb is shilanam. It comes from shil dhatu. This verbal root means a cultivation. So bhakti is something dynamic. And this cultivation has two aspects. The cheshta root, activities, and bhava root, the form of emotions. The cheshta root is also divided into two parts. That is called the sadhana root and karya root. Sadhana root means practices. And karya root refers to the engagement in hearing, chanting and remembering, which comes naturally and spontaneously as the anubhav of the appearance of Shuddha Sattva in the heart. The sadhana root is also divided into two parts, pravritti atmaka chesta root and nivritti atmaka chesta root. Those two parts are pravritti atmaka chesta root. the positive endeavor to do all of those things that are favorable for bhakti, such as engaging in hearing, chanting, and remembering, such as following the Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami, the positive injunctions, such as Utsaham Nishtyatariyatata Karma Pravatanat, always being enthusiastic, being patient, having confidence. These are the positive endeavors. And at the same time, there should be Nivritti Atmaka Chestaru, an endeavor to avoid the negative things. Atyahara Priyasas Cha Prajapu Nimagraha, loose talk, over endeavoring, and the engagement in sense gratification. All of these things should be given up. 10 types of nam aparad, 10 types of offenses against the holy name. One should endeavor to avoid them. And in this way, there is the positive and negative engagement that is under the Cheshtarup. Now we come to the Bhavarup. The Bhavarup is divided into two parts. That is called Stahi Bhavarup, which is the foundational emotion. It may be in Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsaya, or Madhurya Rati, 5 primary types. And when this becomes more intense, it becomes the Prema Rup. Prem. And this Prem will develop in stages. Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Raga, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Rudabhav, Adirudabhav, Mordan, Mohan, up to, there is in Radhika only, Madanaki Mahabhav. And the other aspect of Bhavarup is Sanchari Bhavarup. In the ocean of the foundational emotion, which is called Rati or Stai Bhav, 33 types of transitory assisting emotions rise and fall like waves. So in this way, in the, only the word Shilanam, Srila Rupa Goswami has painted a picture of all the various aspects of, and ingredients of Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, and all the types of love and all the types of rasa up to Radhika's mood in the word Shilanam. This Shilanam has a prefix, Anu. Anu means Nirantaryamayi, continuous. And Anu also means Anugatyamayi. The Bhakti should be under the guidance of a pure devotee. Krishna Anu. Here Krishna Anu means that.
What is the meaning of Anugatya?
Anugatya means that devotional service should be performed under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas.
To disobey or obey Guru? To obey Guru or disobey?
Or to obey Guru.
So why not so many devotees are not obeying me? As you.
Duradaiva.
So you should pray to Krishna. And Gurudev also, that you should come in your own position. I know, you should know, Uddhav has not married. Hanuman has not married. Especially Narad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, not. Why? Because if they will marry a lady, half of his
energy
will go to that lady. And if he is son, 10 son and 10 daughters, then 20 times plus 1, oh, what will remain?
10% less than 10.
Oh, how he can do? So, we take sannyas for this, if married even, in 4th age, after Banaprastha. Only for this, that we can give our whole energy, not a single piece to others. Because Krishna does not take any part. He only takes
complete.
Complete. Go on.
Here, Krishna Anu Shilanam. The word Anu means that bhakti is for Krishna or in connection with Krishna. So those who have realization of Krishna, directly they may serve him. But those who have no realization of Krishna, how can they do Krishna Anu Shilanam? So Anu also means not only directly for Krishna, also in connection with Krishna. So a conditioned soul who has no direct sensory experience of Krishna, his activities can become in connection with Krishna when those activities are under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnava. So here, Anukulyena. Anukulyena means Pratikul Bhav Rahita. The absence of any antagonistic mood towards Krishna. It's very important that Srila Rupa Goswami has included this word anukul. Someone might say, that bhakti means the activity that is pleasing to Krishna. But if we define bhakti in this way, then our definition will have two defects. One defect is called avyapti dosh, and the other defect is called ativyapti dosh. Vyapti means to cover. Avyapti means that the definition does not cover everything that is bhakti. In other words, the definition is too narrow to include everything that is really bhakti. And ativyapti dosh means the covering goes too far, the overextension of a definition. For example, when Krishna is fighting, Krishna and Balaram are fighting with Chanur and Mustik. At that time, Chanur and Mustik are beating them with their fists. And Krishna, he enjoys this. He's relishing Vira Rasa. So this activity is giving happiness to Krishna. Therefore, is it bhakti? No, it's not. But if we say bhakti is what gives pleasure to Krishna, then the activities of Chanur and Mustik will be bhakti. And therefore, something that is not bhakti would fall into our definition. So our definition would be guilty of the ativyapti dosh, the fault of overextension of the definition. On the other hand, when Sri Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, and she saw that the milk on the stove was boiling over, she thought, I should stop the milk from boiling over, because from this milk I can make paneer and so many other preparations for Krishna that I cannot make from my breast milk. So Mother Yashoda put Krishna down, but he didn't want to be put down, and he was very upset. He bit his lip and stamped his foot, and he became red-faced, and he wanted to make some mischief to take revenge. So here, the activity of Mother Yashoda did not make Krishna happy. Does that mean that it's not bhakti? No, surely it was bhakti. But if we say that bhakti is that which pleases Krishna, then Mother Yashoda's activities will fall outside the range of our definition. So our definition will be guilty of the defect of avyapti dosh, the defect of underextension of a definition. Therefore, to give a perfect, an exact, accurate, precise definition, Rupa Goswami did not say bhakti is to please Krishna. He said it's the cultivation of all endeavors for the benefit of Krishna. For his ultimate benefit, it is anukulena. It is in a favorable mood. It is devoid of any antagonistic mood. So in this way, Rupa Goswami defined the swarup lakshanam, the intrinsic characteristic of bhakti. Now, if all these activities are there, all these qualities are there, but the tatastha lakshana is also not present, it cannot be called uttama bhakti. The tatastha lakshana is, first of all, anyabhilashta shunyam, that it should be devoid of. Shunya means completely devoid of. Anya abhilas, other desires. Desires other than that to serve Sri Krishna. And it should be jnana kamadi anavritam. Here, Rupa Goswami, he did not say anyabhilashta shunyam jnana kamadi shunyam. He did not say completely devoid of karma and jnana. Why? For a sadhak in this world, they cannot be completely free of karma and jnana. We'll always have to do some activities. One will have to bathe, one will have to breathe, and so on. These are also activities. We cannot be devoid of them. And also, if a person is in society, sometimes they have to set an example. Like Advaita Acharya, he does not have to do any Shraddha ceremony for his forefathers, yet he did it so that many people would come together and engage in Harikatha and Kirtan. So this is a performance of karma, to do Shraddha for the forefathers. But if it is done, but without faith that, oh, if I do this, my bhakti will increase, or if I neglect it, it will also be detrimental to my bhakti. If one understands, it will not have any effect at all. Then with that kind of faith, the performance of some karmas will actually be anavrita. It will not cover bhakti. Now, jnana is of three types. Tat padartha jnana, tvam padartha jnana, and brahma jivaikya jnana. Tat padartha jnana means knowledge of who is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ocean of rasa. He is sarva shaktiman. He is the origin of all energies. He is the ocean of all opulence and sweetness. This is tatpadartha jnana. And in the beginning stage of our spiritual life, this knowledge is important and helpful. And it will not cover bhakti, this type of knowledge. Then we have tvampadartha jnana. Means knowledge of the jiva. Who am I? I am a very tiny, as we have heard today, insignificant, infinitesimal, 1/10,000th the tip of a hair, part and parcel of Sri Krishna, an emanation, manifestation of His Tathasta Shakti. And by swarup, by constitution, I am Sri Krishna's servant. All this type of knowledge is called Tampadatta Gyan. And in the beginning stages of bhakti, this is also helpful and important, and it will not cover bhakti. But the next type of knowledge, that is Brahma, the Jiva Brahma Aikya Gyan, the idea, the knowledge that the Jiva and Parabrahma are one, absolutely one in all respects. This type of Gyan completely covers bhakti, and therefore that Gyan must be neglected. So if all these the Tathasta Lakshan symptoms are there, and the Swarup Lakshan symptoms are there, then that cultivation is called Uttama Bhakti.
Very good, thank you. Vrindavan Prabhu has served his Gurudev. Bhagavan Prabhu. He has served his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in so many ways. He helped that Vrindavan Krishna Balaram temple. Oh, how beautiful! And everywhere he helped him. I want that he should tell something. Two lines even.
You always remember those days.
Yes, I remember.
I remember meeting you in the room in the guest house.
He liked you so much.
We liked you so much.
Yes, I also. Because you have served your Gurudev. I want that again you should serve him.
Okay.
Go on.
I wanted to speak, I haven't studied Sanskrit in a while, like a lot of you, but I wanted to speak something practical. And I think about Maharaj a lot, because I know so many people have been inspired. Now, you can try to understand the very technical details of what composes coming to a high level of bhakti. And so, Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they've written very, what you might call, quantum theory of bhakti. Where you can go down to the microcosmic level of how the electrons move around the lotus feet. And that is good for keeping the mind interested. There's a point, just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when someone becomes so materially attracted, first there's attraction, then there's so many different levels, and ultimately it leads to what you would consider becoming absorbed in material life. Whatever it is that attracts you to material life, because it's the reflection of spirituality, there is something that attracts you to spiritual life. It may be, for the most part, for someone, a temple. It may be another devotee who comes and makes you aware, opens a window. Whatever it is, like Prabhupada used to say, no one can tell you, after you taste an orange, what an orange tastes like. So we have to see that one of the abilities to love, and that is an ability, it's not just a theory. There's a lot of theory that can be spoken, which ultimately has to be translated, whether in Sanskrit, English, whatever language, into an ability for someone to actually experience the love that you have in you, and inspire the love. Let's take Maharaj for an example. He inspires love. So what does that mean? That means that foundation level, as a devotee, you become kind to each other. You become respectful to each other. You cannot be preaching way up here and be foreboding down here. People used to quote all kinds of high things and be mean to their wives or be mean to their children or consider those who were not devotees to be karmis, to be like us. The high-minded spiritual master teaches you to have a vision, not just an intellectual vision, but an actual vision, that when you look, you see everyone is from one source. Not that the Muslim source is different than the Hindu source, different than the Jewish source. That is the advantage of Vaishnavism. It's supposed to cut beyond religion. If Vaishnavism, because it's misunderstood, turns into a religion, and you make sectarian, this is Narayan Maharaj's group, this is Prabhupada's group. What makes that different than the Muslims and the Christians? Or the Jews and the Christians? It doesn't. There has to be a piercing ability to love that goes through all that. And that's what you have the fortune of observing, not just Maharaj's intellect, but you have the opportunity to observe his heart, just like we had the opportunity to observe Prabhupada's heart. Now that's supposed to ignite something. It's not supposed to ignite imitation. I remember when we were all growing up, people used to like to imitate how Prabhupada spoke, even if you came from Atlanta. Sound like Prabhupada. Or you tried to walk like Prabhupada. Or you tried to The idea is to try to see like he sees. Try to see how he sees. And that's when you have a guru. You can say, I have a guru, but that doesn't mean anything. You can say, I have a spiritual name. That doesn't mean, that means something. Okay, it means something. But what really means is that you can look at an individual who may be opposed to you and try to understand you have the same father and mother. You have the same God, you have the same father, you have the same mother. You have to bring it down to something practical. And all of this is not just for an intellectual exercise, that so much can be quoted here and there. It must be practical, not just even in building temples, not just even in making books, but building your heart. That's what counts. This is the yoga of bhakti. It's the yoga of the heart. It's not just the yoga of the intellect. It's not just the yoga of the mind. It's not just the yoga of architecture, building temples. It's not just any of that. It's how this has been melted and transformed into something beautiful. So even if someone doesn't see you as beautiful, even if someone sees you as crazy, because don't they always see spiritual people as crazy? The materialists see spiritual people as crazy, and the religionists see spiritual people as crazy. Otherwise, why is there conflict between two groups such as Prabhupada started and as Maharaj is here? Why? Because religion is a far thing from spirituality. So in building all these temples and having all these gatherings, this is not about just saying Maharaj is great, he's so pure. It's about you understanding, because he has achieved this. What he has achieved is also in you. Otherwise, what is the ability of But what is the meaning of part and parcel? We are all part and parcel. Someone has risen to shine. That means that you don't always have to walk around saying, I am the worm in the stool, I am the worm in the stool, I am the worm in the stool. No, you can also shine. As he shines, out of respect, you never say, I can shine as big or whatever. That may be, as Prabhupada said, the father always likes when the son outshines him. But the son, a daughter, never thinks that way. But that may be. So these gatherings here, as Prabhupada started and as many people continue, these gatherings are about transformation. And that's the only thing they're about. And unless there is transformation, then what was gleaned from all of this? That you can learn a new Sanskrit word, or you can learn a new Sanskrit verse, or you can sound intellectual. It's transformation. And that transformation, what this world needs, as Prabhupada's friend, the Beagle, said, what you need is love. And that's what he's teaching. So we thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
What he told, I could not all understand. What he told, I could not all understand. In brief,
Bhagavan Prabhu was very wonderfully presenting that all of us are coming together here to understand the need to transform our heart, and that we can open up and respect each other as being coming from the same source. We're all part and parcel children of God. And the most wonderful treasure that we have in our midst is the example of our beloved Gurudev, Mr. Srila Prabhupada. He emanates that love and affection, and that is why we all feel so inspired. So it is our responsibility to become reflections, to become similar in mood as our Gurudev, as Srila Prabhupada, and embrace all living entities as one family and enlighten each other with love and affection towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and respecting all.
Very good.
This was the essence.
Very good, very good. Thank you. Now you should ready for, don't delay.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning will be Yajna Yag for all initiates, the fire sacrifice. So we're going to do that at Nandagopal's place, and we're going to start early because it's very hot, 8 o'clock. Male, female, Harinam Nisha.
Gauranga Balita.
And those who, the men who took the initiation have to shave their heads.